Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Paige Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour film and TV edition. Before we begin, Ma, we need to tell everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel, home of the Bambushi Happy Hour, all things Paige. And also, guys, listen, if you're listening to us on Apple, you know, like us, comment, or Spotify, whatever you listen to us on, we really do appreciate it. So how are you, Mom? What's up?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully, sweetie. Everything is everything on my end. How are you?
Things are pretty good. I can kind of relax right now and just kind of enjoy family for a couple of days before it gets real hectic again. So I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to a hockey game tonight. You're going to your first minor league hockey game.
Okay, right? Yes. This will be my first live hockey game. And I'll let you guys know how it is the next time we talk.
Okay. All right. I think we should probably take a toast right now.
Okay, sweetie, what are we drinking?
So we're having rum today. So this is 10-1 rum. The owners are Mark Farrell and Sierra. And, you know, we have to give a toast because Russ's birthday was a day or two ago, and he needs all the encouragement and love he could possibly get.
That's right.
Days.
Sending love to you, Russ and Sierra. Okay.
Okay.
Here's to long life and prosperity, health, wealth, and happiness. Salud.
Salud.
Whoa,
oh, wow.
Kick. Oh, boy, that's got a kick in it.
I guess I haven't had a drink in a while. Okay, but it's very tasty. Oh, whew. All right, so let's get into some. Let's get into some movies. The first movie is Spirited, starring Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds, and Octavia Spencer. So Spencer, good. Octavia Spencer. And it's a modern day retelling of A Christmas Carol. And this story is about the afterlife. It's about redemption. Will Ferrell is lovable and funny. Ryan Reynolds is always pretty attractive, and he's a sarcastic and bad boy with a heart. And Octavia Spencer is sweet and friendly. Only problem with this movie to me is neither one of them can sing. Will Ferrell probably has the best voice out of them, but the other two, this is a musical, and they were singing. That's my issue. Go ahead, Bob. What are your thoughts on Spirited?
Ditto. I feel I 100% co-sign on everything you said, daughter. It's a story that's told over and over again. We see it, some iteration of it, every Christmas holiday season, and it's a wonderful story. However, why those characters were chosen to, I presume, use their own voices. And this was, I can't imagine them dubbing over with other people's voice and still sounding that bad. And it was long, and they were singing every minute, and that made it somewhat unpleasant. All I can say is that I know it was well-intentioned and it was Christmassy. They had some beautiful holiday scenes. And if you could just sort of look at it and maybe turn the volume down, okay? And you'll really enjoy it. That's it.
So, Ma, I'm going to give it a prime to be nice because they give us the holiday spirit and the set looked nice. You know, and Ryan Reynolds, he looked nice. So I'm going to go with a 5, a very, very low.
That was very generous of you. I was thinking a 5 as well, but I think I'm going to give it a 4.75. I don't think it's getting a full 5.
So I guess it's still a hooch.
And Octavia Spencer, I didn't really like you in that role. Okay.
She was playing the love interest.
Right. Well, that part was nice, but you also were some kind of assistant or secretary or something, and it just didn't seem befitting of you.
Yeah, something was a little bit off about
that part just built
for especially after she was in The Help and Run.
I'm telling you, you know, something about
that. She was
just seemed like a
Good
little
point.
bit of a letdown, just that aspect of it. So, in any event, 4.75, that's it. I can't go any further with them.
Okay. All
That's
right.
it.
So
Yeah.
our second movie of the week was Fantasy Football, and it is executive produced by Marsai Martin and LeBron James, and it's starring Marsai Martin, Omari Hardwick, and Kelly Rowland. And so this is about an aging football player who is always trying to grasp on to life in the NFL. And so every couple of years, he's moving from town to town, hoping to make the team because he eventually gets cut from whatever team that he's on.
Mind you, he's close to 60.
He's too. Okay, with that being said, he is too. Omari Hardwick to me was too old for this role. He's at least 5 to 10 years
Right on,
old
daughter.
for this. He's
Far too
too old.
old. He's up there with Bill Belichick.
So Marsai Martin is playing his daughter, and she's very smart, very intelligent, young. I guess she's supposed to be like 15 or 16, so probably 16, because I
Yeah,
think
she's a high school
yeah, and
student.
she's
Yeah.
got her license. And
Right.
so she's, into robotics, and she's really into Madden, and she's like an expert player with Madden. And so that comes into play regarding Omari Hardwick's role, and Kelly Rowland is playing the wife and the mom, and she looks nice. And so
Kelly
that's
looks
what,
great.
yeah.
Kelly's in good shape. Very cute fashion. Love those gold leather pants, Kelly.
Okay.
Very cute.
So, I thought this was cute. I thought it was a little bit different. I didn't think it was a great film, but I thought it was entertaining and something that the entire family could watch. Like I said, my biggest issue, and unlike Omari Hardwick, was casting him in the role. I don't think. I think he aged out and looked the part that he aged out. It
Yeah,
didn't make any sense.
he was at least he was between 10 and 15 years too old for this part.
Right. And he was playing someone who was never good.
Right.
And then you're older now and you really aren't good. So what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he was very selfish.
And he was selfish.
He was
Yes, he
very,
was.
yeah.
So,
So.
but there was also redemption, and it was a very loving kind of movie,
Yeah.
and it was about family. And it was about not necessarily Christmas, but just life in general, and so it was warm, it was funny, and you can laugh at it, and silly, and you can laugh at it. So I did enjoy it, and no one really attempted to do anything that they couldn't do except for Omari with the football. There was no gratuitous singing, there was no bad voices,
Right.
and none of that kind of nonsense. So I enjoyed it. And I'm gonna give it a 6 or 6.5,
So
and I'm
premium.
gonna give it premium at about 6.5.
Okay, I'm with you on that. I was looking somewhere in between 6.5 and 7 in premium, but I probably will go at 6.5 premium. And Omari is in good shape, and he's always stayed in good shape, and he did play football, I think, in college. So, we get it.
Oh,
But
everyone looked fabulous in the cast. And yeah, and
yeah,
they had
so.
co a couple of other characters, not as popular, were very good. The supporting cast was very good.
Yeah, the supporting cast
Yeah.
is good. And I want to give a shout out to Marsai Martin because, Marsai Martin is 18 years old and she's, producing. She's doing her thing. And I like to see that,
Yeah, she's showing that there's life after Blackish.
Yeah.
She is definitely doing her
I
thing.
love it.
And so shout out, and LeBron, he gets all the props in the world. He doesn't even need it
Oh,
anymore.
yeah, we
LeBron,
got it,
LeBron is
LeBron.
LeBron. We got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we enjoyed it.
Okay, our third and final film of the week was Noel Diary, and it stars Justin Hartley from This Is Us. And this, he's playing a successful author who pretty much is a loner. So he unfortunately has to return to his childhood home because the unfortunate situation happened with his estranged mom, and he appears to be estranged from his family overall. And he finds a diary that is related to the past of a young woman who's stalking him. And I say that in a very affectionate way because I think he wants to be stalked by her at least. And she's always outside the family home. And I enjoyed this. This was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I don't think the previews actually do it justice.
Right. Yeah.
I think there's more of a story to tell. And I think there's more of a story that was told. And I think that Justin Hartley did a good job. And I think the actress, I think her name is Bartley Dose. Dose. I'm not really familiar with her, but she did a really good job, I thought, in this
Yeah, it's
role.
his co-star. She was really good.
There was
Yeah.
a small role with Essence Atkins, and she did a good job as well.
Yeah, I
So
agree.
this was I thought this was cute, Mom. What are your thoughts on
You
it?
know, I thought it was surprisingly interesting. I thought it was going to be the usual run-of-the-mill, kind of, holiday movie. But there were some parts that were familiar, of course, because it was a Christmas movie. But it really was interesting and had a lot more of a story to tell than most movies. It was good. I thought Justin Hartley was warm and friendly, and I thought he stretched his range a little bit. He wasn't exactly Kevin, as
From
he
This
was
Is
from
Us,
This Is Us.
yeah.
He was, he showed that he had a fuller, range than we usually see. And the young lady playing his co-star was very interesting. I thought she was surprisingly good, and I really didn't know her, and I didn't recognize her from
I
anything
think
else,
she's
but I
on
think she has
something
a
on
resume.
HBO now, like Station 19, and she has a pretty decent voice.
Okay, and she has a lovely voice, and she is a person who just kind of spontaneously started singing as Justin Hartley beautifully played the piano, and they were
And
good.
it was
And
so
it was actually,
welcoming singing
yeah,
and
it
playing
was
of the
actually,
piano.
and in fact, I wish they had sang more.
More,
Because
right?
they were really good. And it was a real story. And it sort of came together, not in an unbelievable way, but in a way that we could sort of feel comfortable with and enjoy in a positive way. So it was a very good, I thought it was very surprising and very good in the sense that it held your interest and it was different, And I enjoyed it. I'm gonna go with the 7.5 at
A
least.
7.5 premium, high premium. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing that you were. We're in sync with this. A very high premium, 7.5. I almost want to give it a top shelf, but I'm gonna, stick with 7.5. But I, recommend you watch it. A cute film, nice for the holidays, nice little, I don't want to say love story, but maybe.
Nice surprises. You'll enjoy it.
Definitely. Okay, so now we're going to move into a couple of series. This one just debuted on Hulu and it's called Welcome to Chippendales. And it is not just about half-naked men stripping. This and that's always good. That's always welcome. But this is about the rise and the fall of Chippendales, and in particular, what's his name? Kamal Nguyen. If I'm mispronouncing his name, forgive me. He's playing Steve Banerjee, and he is the person who created Chippendales. And so, I am pleasantly surprised to see just all of the action, the backstory. I think he's doing a good job. I've only seen him play, comedic roles. I've never seen him play anything
But
serious.
he is doing his
And
thing on here.
he's doing a really good job. There's a Juliette Lewis has a role in here. The gentleman that I don't have, Maury Bartley, remember he's playing the choreographer.
And he was
He
in
was
White
in White
Lotus.
Lotus,
Yeah, he was in the original. He was in the first season
right? He
of
won an
White
Emmy,
Lotus.
right? And he's
And
playing a
he's
heck of a
smoking.
role.
He's smoking. His part's excellent.
So, Ma, what are your thoughts so far? Because we will follow this story a little bit.
Okay, as far as I have seen of Chippendales, it is really, really good. I will say I'm going to go top shelf with Chippendales. It is very, very intriguing. Lots of things going on, and this is based on a true story. Okay, and lots of interesting characters, and they develop in ways that you don't expect. I don't want to tell too much about
You
it
can talk
because,
about it because it's ongoing, so.
okay, so far we've seen the true, a depiction of the true events that happened with Paul Snyder and his wife Dorothy Stratton. That was a true horror story that happened, murder, true suicide story that happened. surrounding. Well, you
What
said talk about
is going
wellness. You
today?
can't have it both ways. Either I'm going to talk about it or not. Okay.
Right.
So all I'm going to say is that there will be more intrigue and drama to come. It is a very interesting story for real. And don't forget, it's based on true life events.
Okay, because, well,
Okay.
I guess for me, I just didn't know a lot about it. And I think,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
didn't. And I was just like, it's really interesting.
Yes, it
I
is.
was
So
just,
the highly recommended,
yeah.
guys. Welcome to Chippendales.
Okay, and we'll talk some more about it, because I think there's a couple more episodes. We aren't done with it yet. Okay, so White Lotus season two, so episode five. So I'm going to say, guys, that this was the best episode for me, of the season, and it definitely stepped up this game because the first couple episodes I was not feeling it. Well, most of the episodes, but they had a little couple of twists and turns and some shocking moments in this one.
They had some sexually explicit moments.
They did.
Yeah.
They definitely had sexually explicit moments, but I don't know if
Yes.
you kind of called it Ma, or you thought, because we knew that uncle, that that uncle, we can't
That uncle,
legally
quote
believe,
unquote, right.
right, that that's really not an uncle.
Right.
So Aubrey Plaza's character, Harper, she confronts her husband about the condom, and when I say confronts, she leaves the unopened, no, the open condom wrapper on the bathroom counter. So
Right.
what, I mean, what are your thoughts on Aubrey and her husband, Ma?
Well, you're directing this, toward Aubrey and her husband. To me,
There's a lot.
they just have a troubled marriage. To me, they're not really that interesting. To me, they just have a troubled marriage. They have to me, their whole problem is communication or lack of attraction toward each other and miscommunication. I'm not really sure, but they have a troubled marriage and really they're boring me. I'm not that interested in them. They're two people with good health, wealth, and he supposedly is very rich and very successful. I'm not really feeling them. Work out your problems, okay? Because other people have these different issues, mismatched libidos and so forth. They have all this kind of stuff going on. Deal with it, confront it, because broke people have the same issues. I don't see anything extraordinary or unique about them. They're very dishonest and disingenuous. I'm not feeling them.
You
I'm
think she's disingenuous and
yes.
dishonest?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yes, she
Well,
is.
okay. Do you think that she is attracted to Cameron, the her husband's friend?
I don't know.
You
I
know, because
don't
he keeps
know.
putting
It's
his
certainly
he
open and I don't hear her
flirting,
objecting.
right?
I don't, and he is a person who is, I don't want to say subservient to her husband, but he is a person who certainly doesn't have the money that her husband has. So why doesn't she feel that she's in a powerful position? Why does she feel like it's not sexual harassment. She's allowing it. He can do nothing to her. She's allowing this to happen. He's not her boss. So
And
I
she's a
think,
lawyer.
yeah, absolutely.
So,
So put those things together and you come up with, she's okay with it. You come up with, oh, she's feeling it somewhat. She may be a little bit torn because she has a husband there,
Right. And the husband doesn't seem to be
Oh,
interested in even having sex with her.
Okay, like I said, I don't feel sorry for them. They have all the resources available to them. Work on it. To me, they're just a big dud,
Okay. Well, what do you think about the Cameron?
I think Cameron is much more interesting
Okay.
because he is hungry, okay? And whatever it is with his finances is not where he wants them to be. And whatever it is with, well, with his status, let's just say his status. I don't think he's broke. I
No,
haven't
he's
seen
not.
any indication of that, but
Well,
his
he was
status.
not trying to pay the prostitute. Remember
Right.
the sex
Well,
worker?
let's
Excuse
put it
me.
this way. Well, we don't know why that is. It might have been because he doesn't want that amount of money to have to explain that to his wife or this or that. It could be for a lot of reasons. It might not be necessarily because he's actually broke, or it may be. They haven't revealed that yet. We do know he doesn't have as much money as Aubrey's husband.
Aubrey Plaza's husband, is
Yeah.
his Will or
Yeah.
Ethan? I don't
Yeah.
know. One of them.
Whichever.
Oh, I think his real name is Will. I think he's Ethan
Is
on here.
Ethan in the show, right? So, in any event, to me, he's much more. He's hungry, and he's very envious, and he's devious, and he's deceptive. He's everything that causes a lot of drama and intrigue. Okay, he's obviously not faithful to his wife, you know, and he's almost open about it. And he is very, very blatantly flirting and being inappropriate with Ethan's wife. And that's a big thing because they're there together. And so she kind of, Ethan's wife, Aubrey, I think she kind of wants to do a swingers kind of thing. I think that really is in her. I think she does want to become intimate. I'm going to go a little step further.
Well, I don't know about that
Well,
part
I'm
because
going to say
I
that
don't
because
think,
she said it. She said it. She suggested it. It was
but
strong innuendo.
I don't think about the swingers thing. I think she
Okay.
might be into him. I don't think that the
Well,
other
that's what
woman's
I.
wife is
Oh, you
into
know.
her
Oh, and
husband.
speaking about that, I'm just saying on her part, I
Oh,
think
okay.
she may be interested in
No, I
him.
think that she might be interested in him. I
Yeah.
don't think it's a swinger part. The
Yeah.
swinger is,
Okay. It's all of them. Okay. Well, you're
yeah.
being technical. Okay. What I really meant was I
I
think
think
she
she's
might be.
attracted to the
There you
man.
go. There you go.
Nothing about swinging.
100% daughter. 100% on the money. You're
Okay.
100% right. That's where I'm going with it. I think
Yeah.
she may like him a bit.
Right.
I think she's a little bit interested. And I think when she's thinking now that the husband may have done something wrong, I think she's thinking that may give her license to go a little bit further because she sees whatever's going on is something sexual in there that took place. And I
Right.
think she's pushing it.
But our husband didn't do anything. He just was stupid.
Okay, stay with me.
I'm just
I
saying,
never said he did.
something is off with his libido. It's really
Never
strange.
said he did, but I'm saying that she knows some sexual activity happened, so she's using that to push the door open further. Yeah, because she did, you know.
But she also
So
was trying to embarrass him too.
all of it, she was killing two birds with one stone. She was doing all of those things. So I think that part of the that whole situation is much more interesting. I think the part with his wife and you know, what's his name?
I
Cameron,
don't know
Damon, whatever
whose
his
wife are
name
you
is.
talking about? You talking about
Or I'm
Cameron.
talking about Aubrey. Aubrey.
Cameron's wife, Megan, well, no, Megan is a real person. She seems to just kind of have herself a trainer. Remember, she said that she has
That
a
she goes with
trainer,
the guy, the
Inky.
trainer, right? Well, she, in other words, she's accepting of the fact that they have a marriage where neither one of them are necessarily committed to monogamy.
But
Or they're
that's
cheating on each
not,
other. Okay, Pay, we're not going to
no,
argue
but
about.
it's not that. It's not what she wants. It's what she feels that
Well, you
he
said it's not what
does.
she wants, it's what she is
And
accepting.
yeah.
But she is accepting it. She's free not to be involved with it. She's free to walk away.
Well,
She's like, she'd
but
rather
it's
than to divorce or leave her
but
husband,
my
she had a
it,
lover.
it's it, it's yeah, okay. It's a little bit different when it's like you're open and I acknowledge things,
I didn't say
and
she initiated
then
it.
you just know. I don't think he would accept that. I think that if he knew what she was doing, it would be a
Did
problem.
I ever say that he did?
You did.
I did
There's a
not.
difference.
Did her husband accepted it?
Well, then that, but you're saying that they don't submit.
I didn't
Confused.
say that they agreed to it. I said they are both conducting their lives in such a way that they are not
I
monogamous.
think that the wife wants to be monogamous, but her husband is not treating her the right way, and he's off doing whatever he
So
wants to
her
do. So
response
her
to it is
response
to
is
have an
to
affair.
have right. That's
Right.
what I'm
And
saying.
other people respond to that by getting out of the marriage.
But maybe she has a child. She
Oh,
may have, she's a stay-at-home mom. Maybe her
right.
life is a little bit more
Right. So
secure.
she's choosing to stay in that relationship.
Okay, I get your point.
Right. No matter how you
But you
slice it.
understand where I'm coming from, where
Oh,
her.
if yeah, if she could just have control of everything, things go the way she wanted to be, it would be la la la. Her and hubby and kitties. Yeah.
Okay,
But
all
it's
right.
not, but it's not like that. And so she's saying, well, I'll make lemonade out of the limits, but I'm not leaving. She made that decision.
Okay, to me, they both are very sneaky, her and the husband.
Absolutely.
They're
Absolutely.
not honest with each other. They just
Absolutely.
so.
Absolutely. I'm in full agreement.
And then the other two, the other couple of people, who is it? what is the young guy's name? That's have Albie. Albie.
The grandson?
Yes, Albie. Yes,
Yeah.
Albie knows that Lucia is
Is a
a sex.
prostitute,
Yeah,
is
she's a
a sex
sex worker.
worker. And
And he is okay with it, at least for right now.
yeah.
But we know that his father, Michael Imbrioli, is not happy with that, as he has had sex with her. So that is not good. And it looks as though he is going to invite her over to have dinner with them. So we'll see how that works out. That's going to be awkward. And then Tanya's little assistant, Jennifer Coolidge's assistant, is hooking up with a man who apparently is very fluid or
Yes,
bi. And
a fluid young man.
right, and I
Yes.
don't think she's aware of that, as
What the
he's pretending, not pretending, as he's having sex with the fake uncle, right? The faux uncle.
Absolutely. An older gentleman who he travels with, and he pretends that his uncle is in fact his older, much older, significantly older, and apparently wealthy uncle, or at least he appears
I
to
hope
be
that's not his
wealthy.
uncle.
No, he's saying uncle, quote
Okay.
unquote. I'm trying to figure out, well, I think I have it figured out. I don't want to say, but I'm thinking that the
You can
whole
say.
thing about the relationship with Jennifer Coolidge and the elderly uncle, I'm thinking that it's all a big ploy to get money because they know she's filthy rich.
Maybe he's not
So
as
I'm
wealthy.
thinking that he has all the accoutrements of being wealthy, but is actually broke. And is trying to get money from Jennifer Coolidge. But the twist to this is that he's not pretending to be a heterosexual or have any level of romantic interest in her. He's not pretending to be interested in Jennifer Coolidge at all in a heterosexual way or a sexual way.
Right.
So I'm trying to figure what his move is going to be, if it's going to be through the nephew and Jennifer Coolidge's assistant, which is a stretch to me. But or if he's going to hit Jennifer Coolidge with some other ploy,
Well, you also saw that Jennifer Coolidge walked in on the fake nephew having sex with his fake
in
uncle.
flagrante delicto, caught
Good,
red-handed,
my
in
word.
flagrante delicto,
Well,
having sex with his quote-unquote nephew.
right. So I don't know
And that was a
how,
cliffhanger.
right, that was, we don't know what's going to happen with that.
Right.
I thought that was a lot. That was unexpected, but something just seemed really strange and odd. And we know White Lotus likes to throw in these little sex scenes that are shocking,
Very intriguing.
right?
Very intriguing.
So I will say that this was, like I said, the best episode so
So
far.
far,
Yeah, but we
absolutely.
forgot about the hotel manager. She to me isn't really that interesting. I do think that she is a lesbian that likes one of
And
her
he's the
employees
easily manipulated by other
by other
females.
females.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he
right.
certainly
She
is.
hates men, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that
Because
stereotype, because
you don't have to hate men to be a lesbian. You
right.
just are not as attracted to them physically as you are to females. So
Right.
yeah. So that's a bit of a stretch.
But everything
Yeah.
else, I thought this was good. It
Yeah,
was a
it
good
was an
episode.
absolutely good, very interesting, very, very interesting episode.
So let's do, there's a couple of recommendations. I know we're not going to talk about this, but I highly recommend you guys go check out Andor if you haven't, on Disney Plus. And it is like 5 years before the Rogue One movie, so you probably should watch Rogue One. And it's starring Diego Luna as Cassian Andor. And I really just enjoyed it thoroughly. So highly recommend it. Top shelf, guys, check out Andor. And then the second one is Hip Hop Nutcracker, which is the reimagining of the Nutcracker Ballet, set in New York City. So I don't know if you want to say something quick about it, but
I'll just say very quickly, watch it, loved it. You will be dazzled by the performances. Watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it.
yeah, highly recommend it, guys. And it's mostly, first of all, there's no singing. There is some rapping from Rev Run. Reverend Run is in it with rapping, and he's good, and
And
he's
he is
narrating.
really good,
Yeah,
yes.
and then it's everything else is dance,
I mean,
for
it
him.
is smoking,
Yeah,
guys. It is
some of the
smoking.
best dancers,
Popping, popping,
some of the best
popping.
hip hop dancers in the
You
world.
have a mixture of all kinds of
Yeah,
dances,
oh
but
yeah.
Absolutely.
Mikhail
Watch it,
Grisham
watch it,
Office in
watch
there, the Jabberwockies,
it. Yeah, everyone, right.
so okay.
Just watch it, guys. Just watch it. You will enjoy it.
Top
You'll
shelf.
be pleasantly surprised.
And
Super top shelf. Yeah, it's
it's about an hour.
yeah.
Okay, so guys, so let's do some updates. Unfortunately, this person is just in the news every 5 minutes nowadays. So Kanye West had a meltdown when he was on Alex Jones's, I think it's InfoWars, and he was praising Hitler and the Nazis. And so he is just, to me, he's broke as far as like when we say breaking point, he's gone at this point. And Elon Musk has now suspended his Twitter account because Kanye posted a swastika. So my, oh, and also remember Kanye West was in the works to buy Parler,
Yes,
the alt-right social media platform.
alt-right
That
platform.
has, that's done. That's not going to happen anymore. So my, what are your thoughts on all the latest
I want
stuff
to
with
say this,
Kanye?
okay. I want to say this. I want to cry for Kanye. I want to cry because to me, I'm crying and I'm hoping and praying for that relatively young man. That he isn't irreparably broken, okay? Because emotionally, mentally, okay, psychologically and emotionally, I'm thinking he is just about hit bottom. I'm hoping that miracles happen every day, and I'm hoping that someone somehow will reach out to him and pull him in
Well, you
and
know, people have
save
reached out to
him.
him now,
I
so.
understand that, but you never know. You don't give up hope.
Oh, of course not.
Well, I
But I
understand.
just
I
want to
want
put that out
people,
there that people
oh
do
yes,
reach out to
absolutely,
him.
but I want people to continue and just sort of overlook, not overlook, but understand that the things that he is saying now are so incongruous, so insane, okay, so harmful, so self-deprecating. We need to understand no one with any kind of grasp of reality would behave the way Kanye is behaving. I don't know what has happened to him at all. Except the manifestation of it is something that is sad. He is not the person he even started out to be. He is not the person we know 15 years ago, 10 years ago, right? We know he's always been brash. He's always been talkative. He's always appeared to be confident. He's crossed over to where he is absolutely irrational. And I think he is hurt, 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 hurt. And I think he is very, very ill. And I hope that we can salvage him. I hope we can save him. Because otherwise, I see this having a very, very tragic end. And that's all I'm going to say.
I'm very torn with the whole Kanye West talk. Obviously he needs help. I just don't think it's an excuse for him not to get help that, you know, he has the diagnosis. And I don't know, like
I
we
don't think it's an excuse. I think it is the reality.
and but well, you know what, my thing about Kanye, and like I said, I don't fully understand all of this, so I you know, full disclosure, but his talk is so evil and so
It's
hateful.
very
There are
vile.
many people who have mental health diagnosis and they don't try to harm others.
But
They
there are
don't.
many people, but daughter, here's the thing about it. Yes, what you say is totally true, but there are many people who do. What do you think all these shootings are? But there are
Well,
many people who tell me to
so
people
then
that
what do
do
you,
that.
so what do you do with that? You, if you are
What
mentally
you
ill
do,
and
what
you
you do,
harm others,
what
is
we
that okay?
no, absolutely not. What we
Is
try
that
to
you
do,
just say,
what
oh,
we
you
want to
don't.
do is
To make an
intervene.
excuse.
Not an excuse. What we want to do is intervene.
But people are intervening, and
But
I do feel sad.
we want a successful intervention,
Okay, I feel
which
sad, but
has not happened yet.
I feel sad that this man has a huge platform and he cannot spew hate. He cannot, whatever is going on with
Absolutely.
him.
And please don't think that in any sense of the word, am I condoning what he's doing, quote unquote, or am I okay or signing off on that? I'm saying he needs to be contained.
But who's
He
going
needs
to
to move.
contain him, Ma?
Well,
You think that
that's the
people
thing.
haven't tried to contain
So what are
him?
you suggesting? Just let him continue to go? What are you suggesting? Ignore him?
No, I don't think that
What
people should
how do you think
ignore
he
him.
should be shut down? Or do you
Well,
think he
when he
shouldn't be?
goes on these different shows, I think that people should offer him help. I don't think that they should
Absolutely.
give him a platform.
Absolutely. But we're saying the same thing.
But they,
That is absolutely what should
you
be
know,
happening
he went on
rather than exploiting
he
him.
went on Alex Jones's show, and Alex Jones is a way out there, all right. And we know that he's in all type of trouble, okay? He seems sane compared to Kanye. And so that's an issue.
If Kanye was lucid, he would not have even gone on that show. What
Yes.
self-respecting black man would even go
But
on that
I
show?
will also say that Kanye has shown signs of not necessarily being the nicest human being.
He's not nice at all.
Okay. And
Whoever
that
said he was
from the
nice?
beginning,
Whoever said he was nice?
He didn't seem to really care about the people. Like he said, he thought he was better than
Okay.
everyone else.
Okay, look,
And you
listen to
know,
me.
all of
How
that's
about
in.
this? Okay, listen to me. I'm a little nervous. So I sit and I twirl my hair and I pluck out one or two strands of hair. Well, okay, that escalates and escalates and escalates. Now I'm in total paranoid and I'm ripping all the hair out of my head. Okay, there should have been an intervention long ago, but it did not happen. And this is what we see. So is it irreparable? Can it fix? This is what is breaking my heart. Can it be fixed? Because if it doesn't, what's going to be the outcome? What's going to put it to an end?
No, you're right. You're right. And I do have empathy, you know. I do have empathy when it comes to that, because you want to
Is
be.
he kind? Is he caring? Does he behave in a way that, shows that he's concerned about anyone other than himself? No, he's just not. That's not the issue.
All right. So, you know, I just hope that he does get help. You know, that's what I will say. You know, I don't want to
Daughter,
see or hear any more headlines from Kanye.
everything you
People
say,
stop giving him a
people
platform.
are exploiting him as
Right,
well. And
right.
you know what? And that's inexcusable. Everything you say is true.
Yeah.
Everything you say is right.
Yeah.
And what do we do?
Okay. So we're gonna move on, and we're gonna follow up with another story that has been making the rounds on social media. We heard about, you know, Jerry Jones. We saw the controversy from the 1957 photograph in which Jones appeared to be you know, taking part in the protests against Black students entering a high school. And so LeBron James was sitting down talking to reporters after a game, and he said, "I was wondering why I haven't gotten a question from you guys about the Jerry Jones photo. But when the Kyrie Irving thing was going on, you guys were quick to, you know, to ask questions about that." Ma, what are your thoughts on LeBron James speaking out?
Two things. Oh, first of all, LeBron, I just would like virtual hug to you, LeBron. Virtual hug, okay? Because that's how I feel about it. And I embrace what you said, what you did, and the sentiments behind it. Wonderful. Okay? That's number one. Two things, two words come to mind regarding Jerry Jones. I want to add this. We talked about it before, but two words. One first word is acknowledgement. Come out and acknowledge what you did. Take ownership and acknowledge what you did. And the other word is apology. Two words, acknowledgement and apology. Jerry Jones, acknowledge what you did at whatever age. You were big enough to do it, so you had some awareness. of what you were doing. You had some awareness of what you were doing for sure. Okay. And apologize. Two words for Jerry Jones. Acknowledge what you did and apologize for what you did. That's all.
Yeah. And that's my thing, Ma. I agree with you 100%. We understand he was a kid, but he was old enough to know right from wrong at that point. And he certainly knows right from wrong now.
I agree with you.
And just saying, you know, I did something that I'm completely embarrassed about and I'm ashamed that I did that. And, you know, just apologize and let people know where you stand. You know, I've, you know, read things and heard different things. But like we said, you know how I feel about Jerry Jones, and it is not in the most positive light. I don't like that he has not stood up more for his players, stood by their side with everything with the George Floyd, like the protesting and social injustice. Social justice, injustice, however you want to phrase it, I don't feel that he has been at the forefront of that. And he has made billions of dollars from his Black players. I didn't like that he told his players that they couldn't kneel during the national anthem and threatened to kick them off the team. There's so many different things that I just didn't particularly care for. I've heard some jokes that he made. It's a really like famous thing when there was somebody talking to him and somebody was getting married and it was a white man that was getting married. And he said, oh, you know that he is going to be with a Black woman tonight. Like, I don't know how I was supposed to take that, what that meant. There's many different things that Jerry Jones did that made me look at him with a side eye. So I need to know where you stand. I'm not calling you a racist, but I don't know where you stand. Let it be clear where you stand, Jerry Jones. It's nice to be friendly to people who are making you money, but how do you what's in your heart? We want to know.
I co-signed on that 1,000%, daughter.
Okay. So we can also move on to someone else who has spoken up recently about a lot of just unfortunate things that was going on in her personal life, and that's Miss Nia Long. And so Nia Long was interviewed by someone from The Hollywood Reporter. And this is obviously to do with Ime Udoka, and she said, I think the most heartbreaking thing about all of this was seeing my son's face when the Boston Celtics organization decided to make a very private situation public. It was devastating, and it still is. He still has moments where it's not easy for him. And I don't know what you think about that, Ma. She says that if you're in the business of protecting women, I'm sorry. No one from the Celtics organization has even called to see if I'm okay, see if my children are okay. It's very disappointing. What do you think about her comments?
I think, oh, Nia, I like you a lot, at least your character on screen. But I think that you are being really naive, really foolish, okay? Who within that organization do you think cares enough about you and your family to call and apologize?
Right.
Who would that be, Nia? Why is that your expectation? It is your mate who should be apologizing.
The father of your child.
Right, who failed to protect him because of his bad, poor behavior, okay? You expect someone else to show more concern for your family than your man did? What is wrong with you, Nia? I don't want to go there. Look, sis, please. I don't want to go there, but you're sounding very silly, which I suspected you of being all along, but now you're confirming it for me. You expect them to call you? That's pretty good. I guess they were your ace boom coon. I guess they were your best friends. Do not expect an apology from anyone other than your husband. And guess what? No one or your fiance, whatever it is.
She won't say the status of their relationship.
Well, whatever, the father of your son, okay? He owes that to you and his child. No one else. What is wrong with you, Nia? What is wrong with you?
You know, this one is hard for me because obviously this is her private life and this is
which personal, he has chosen to speak.
But she responded, right? She responded to it. And to me, it didn't seem as though she really fully grasped that the Boston Celtics organization, their responsibility is to their bottom line, not to you. And they don't care anything at the end of the day about you more so than they care about their championships and how many people they see inside the arena.
Filling up that arena, right. That's it.
And so I don't even understand where she was coming from with that.
It's very silly of Jamia. That
yeah, was you know, that's my girl, and you know, she is, you know, means so much in the Black film community.
Well, look, this is the woman who stayed engaged to a man for how long?
How long the sun is? Let's add a year or two on.
Right.
Or whatever. So, I don't know.
As
they've been engaged for at least 7 to 8 years.
As I shared earlier, this is a 50 some odd year old woman who's been engaged for 7, 8 years. Mm-hmm. However long. How silly is that? Nia, you're making me think.
If you don't believe in marriage, then don't be engaged.
Don't get married.
Don't even say you're engaged.
Don't get engaged.
That's fine.
Nobody said you had to marry.
Yeah.
What is this nonsense? You're not an ingenue. You know,
even
you're
if
you're a middle-aged woman,
even if you were an ingenue, you wouldn't be engaged for 7, 8 years.
Absolutely, absolutely, Nia, you're starting to make a number of very foolish statements.
Right, just
through your behavior and your speech.
So I wish the best for her and her son. Her when she said her children, your other son is a grown man. So right. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Right.
And not his son.
Nia, it's you and
not
your child's
Ime Adogo's
father's
son.
Right. It's you and the father of your child's responsibility to protect your child, mm-hmm. and care about his feelings and so forth, not other people's. And you can forget that. Mm-hmm. And that is ridiculous for you to make that statement or that assumption.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. And finally, Ma, this one may hit close to home.
No, it won't either.
There's been some gossip about Russell Wilson's standing in the locker room.
Oh.
Per source, Wilson's wife, Sierra, we know, threw him a birthday party last night, which when we say last night, a couple nights ago, it looked like about half of the team was there on a player's day off. What do you think about that, Mom? When you think about what's going on with Russ?
Well,
and would you have gone? Would you have gone if you were one of his teammates?
Yes, I would go.
Even if he's like not playing well, he's the highest paid player by 10 times over.
I would have gone
team.
Because.
Or that's exaggerated.
Well, let me tell you why I would have gone. I would have gone.
And I like Russ. So
okay. Yes, I would have gone.
Okay.
Because it's about the business of being a team and trying to win. Wherever we are, there's the next game and the next game and the next game. And Russ is going to be there. We kind of pretty much know that. Okay. So, yes, I would have gone and worked with what I have. I've seen some dismal situations turn themselves around. So,
do you think
yes,
that Sierra did that? Do you think that Sierra did that as like the good wife? Because there's all these rumors that he doesn't, that his teammates don't have his phone number.
I don't know about the rumors, but I think she did it as a, trying to be the good wife. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about the rest of the stuff, but absolutely. She didn't do it with any bad intent.
No.
She
did.
Yeah, absolutely. She did it trying to be the good wife, and I would have gone. And let me tell you something. And, you know, look, I see the glass as half full, not half empty. Mm-hmm. If I'm a thirsty man, a half a drink, that'll do well for me. Okay. Right now, Russell needs that. He needs that half that showed up. Okay, it could have been that nobody showed up. Okay, now I'm really messed up. Okay, and so work with those. Okay, work with what he has, and you know, the rest will come around. I don't see that as being so devastating at all.
I don't really know what is going on. I don't know how they're trying to spin this. I don't know if they're trying to spin this as the half glass full or the half glass empty, but I do know that people are coming for Russ way too much in attacking him personally. Listen, he is not playing well, okay? So talk about him on the field. I would leave his personal private life out of it because he doesn't conduct himself like that,
right,
you know?
Right.
So that's my issue. You're talking about his character.
Right. I'm with you,
the
daughter.
play for us to get it together.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. But here's something else. And I don't even know if I should mention this because of we were just talking about the person and we know that he needs some help. But before he was suspended from Twitter, yay, Kanye, yay, posted a pic of Chris Paul, CP3 guys,
Right, the
saying,
basketball player.
let's break one last window before we get out of here. I caught this guy with Kim. Good night.
Listen, it's not unusual for people who are suffering from various forms of mental illness to hallucinate, be delusional. They hear, sometimes they hear things and see things. You have auditory hallucinations. Where you're hearing things, visual hallucinations, where you're hearing things, the tactile hallucinations, where you're feeling things. So he may be seeing, hearing, or feeling anything. And we just want him to go get help. And Chris Paul, you know what? You need to step up your security. And that's what I have to say.
And well, it really wasn't good because CP3, he has a wife and kids, and they said that
CP3.
it's not true. They,
Of course, it isn't true.
came out
And
a comment.
CP3 has to protect himself and his family. So please be aware because Kanye is on the loose and he has lots of money still. And
And CP3 does too. So
well,
he's
that's why I
okay.
say he can afford to step up his security.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say until we get Kanye under control and fully medicated and/or contained somewhere.
Okay, guys. Like I said, this is the Christmas season, so we're going to always have something a little Christmassy for a segment or two in each episode leading up to the holidays or leading up to Christmas. So, Ma, I didn't do a good job with the list last week. You told me several
I
times,
hope we
how
have
could I have
something better this week instead of those sucky products that who's that Apple or somebody is trying to sell. What? Amazon. I'm sorry.
Products are great.
Oh, Apple products are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Let's
Bob,
go.
so these are the 10 worst
Let's
gifts.
go. Put some pep into it. Because I know the list is going to be dragging, dragging. Go ahead.
Number
I see.
one.
I think how come your chaser is way bigger than mine was?
Chaser. We don't need Chaser for our shot.
Well,
Come on. Come on
how
now.
come
You're
that
supposed to
stuff
see
you
that,
have in
man.
that other glass is way more than what I had?
Going
Okay.
on. Okay.
Okay.
So, Ma, all right, 10 worst gifts. So, I want you to tell me, Ma, if you think these are bad gifts, if you would get it or not. Okay. And I have to listen, I'll quote the people on our website so you can know who it is.
Go.
Okay. So, number one, hand-me-downs, except for family heirlooms.
Do I think they're bad gifts
Yes.
or is that a suggestion or do you want my opinion?
These are the 10 worst gifts
Okay,
according
I can
to
go with
this
that.
publication.
Hand-me-downs can be bad gifts, but hand-me-down, depending on what it is, can be a wonderful gift.
Okay.
Something gently worn that's very expensive, but I don't think hand-me-downs are usually like that.
No.
Okay, keep it moving.
Okay.
I can appreciate that. Go ahead.
Okay. Two loud toys like drum sets.
Right, those toys are from hell. Go ahead.
Number three, a pet.
A pet, you have to be careful. You have to know that the person is ready, willing, and able to take care of the pet. Okay, and it has you have to know what kind of pet. You need to be careful. You probably need to stay away from pets. The only really very low maintenance pet would be maybe a couple of goldfish or something.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I agree with that. You don't
And
want to get a dog
a
for
very
somebody
tiny tank. No, you don't
that's
want
a
to get anything
surprise.
that's really human-like because then that's like a baby.
Yeah, and
So,
they might
okay.
have the personality like some dog that I know. Okay. All
Go on, keep going.
right. Number
Okay.
four, exercise equipment.
Exercise equipment is wonderful to hang your clothes on. You know, if you need storage space or something, or you need someplace to throw your clothes on when you take them off, exercise equipment is great.
Well, I don't agree with this. I think this is one of the worst gifts, exercise, unless you are specific about what you want.
Right.
Do not get me exercise
Yeah,
equipment.
I remember you had one Christmas where you got a very expensive thing for exercise thing and you didn't like it. Okay, keep it
Okay. All
moving.
right. I'm going to hell. I'm
No, you're
sorry.
not. No,
Make
you're
me
not.
feel bad. Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Well, you're the one who said it was not a good gift.
Well,
Go ahead.
it's very thoughtful.
It's not. No, keep
Okay.
going.
Number five, plants.
I love plants. I don't agree with that at all. I love plants. I think plants
But what if you
beautify.
don't like plants, Ma?
Well, then, but what kind of person doesn't like plants? To me, you're just a horrible person if you don't like
I think
plants.
like that about pets. I think that if you don't like
I think,
dogs,
no, come on, you can't water a plant every week
I
or
guess I
two.
don't think I do a good job with it.
Well, how come your plants are so healthy and beautiful? You do need to repot a few of them, but you have beautiful plants, so don't make it sound like that. You have beautiful plants with minimal care that you give them.
Yeah, there you go. It's like in minimal hair. It
Yeah,
literally says that.
yeah.
Okay, decor items.
Some people need some suggestions. Some people just don't give a damn. As long as the house is neat and clean and they can sit down, you know, some people just don't care. I love decor items. I love them. But the only thing
You
about it,
taste
yeah,
up.
but
You
see, well, you
don't.
know what? But the thing about decor items, you have to be careful. It needs to be something that you know for certain the person likes.
Right.
You can't just randomly pick something. It has to be where it's somebody that you're close to and you heard them maybe admire
Right.
something or something like that. You can get away with decor problems if you are listening carefully and you know what the person really likes.
Right.
Other than that, if you're just buying it because you think they need something or because you like something, not a good idea.
Right.
So it can cut both ways with that. Yeah.
Now this one,
And
this one.
they have a tendency to be expensive too.
Now this one is offensive to me. Number seven, cleaning supplies.
I would never give anybody,
Who would do
no
that?
one has ever given me cleaning
That
supplies.
means that they
I
think
have
that you're
never
not
given
keeping your
anyone
house
cleaning supplies.
clean.
No,
Yeah.
that's rude, crude, and inappropriate, you
Right.
know.
Right.
And if anybody gave me cleaning supplies, I would invite them over to my home to come clean.
All right,
Okay.
right.
You know, no, that's
That's not
ridiculous.
nice.
I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah,
But
well.
yeah, okay,
Okay,
go.
so this one to me could go either way.
Okay.
Clothes.
Well, clothes are common. Clothes to me, it once again, it's one of those things that can cut either way. If you know the person's taste, you see how they dress, you have a good idea of what they, you know, of what they would like. And or maybe you're buying them something that you know they would like, but maybe it's not, you know, it's above their budget or something like that. You know, clothes can be really good, but clothes can also be very bad if you're just buying something and you don't really know what the person may feel about it, if they would use it or like it, or you know, got to be clothes are personal, so you got to be very careful about clothes. Now, there's certain clothing that you can buy for anybody, certain clothing that is kind of generic. Gloves, you know, I
Yeah.
mean, you can hardly mess up buying gloves. Okay, you can
Well,
buy cheap gloves, you can buy beautiful, you can buy elegant gloves, you know, but gloves all have the purpose of keeping your hands warm. So you could, you know, kind of use gloves for whenever
see, for me,
you're
there's two
certain things.
people that I'm okay with buying clothes for me.
Yeah.
And one of them is you,
Well, that would help.
and the other one is La Roche. So
Okay.
other than
Yes.
that,
Yes, I
don't
hear
buy
you.
me any clothes
I hear
if
you.
you're not
But in general,
either of those two people.
once again, clothing, that's something that you really need to know the person
Yeah.
well or buy them something that is so benign, you know, that is really doesn't make a big fashion statement, but is serviceable,
Yeah.
you know. So you got to be careful with clothes too.
Close it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is number nine, cheap candy or cheap chocolate. So, yeah, that goes without saying.
You don't want to do that. If you're
Yeah.
going to buy that kind of thing, you let it be très élégante. You know, you
Right.
let it be very nice for, you know, the holidays or whatever the occasion is. Then you get special candy,
Yeah.
special chocolates,
Yeah.
and fancy cookies, you know, and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I agree
yeah,
with that. And
yeah.
then this
I'm
one.
not going to buy you Oreos for your birthday, you know.
No,
Right.
okay.
I
This
mean, though
one,
they're delicious, they're regular everyday cookies, you know.
that's true,
Yeah.
yeah. So this one is kind of tricky for me, because
So.
I am the
I
queen of
like
this.
this list much better than the other one, but go
Well,
ahead.
thank you.
Go.
Random gift cards. So it's random. They preface it by saying random. I am a gift card giving person, but
Right.
I try to make it specific to something that I know the person would like.
Okay, you know what?
when you
Now,
said that.
there's a couple of ways to go with this because when you say random, if when you say random, I'm thinking re-gift. I'm thinking somebody gave it to you
Probably,
and you're
maybe
just
that's what it
giving it to
is.
somebody, you know. It could be that, but you know what? It can also be interesting because it can be, oh, I never went to Pier One Imports. I don't know, whatever. I don't go to Pier One, but you know what? I could use some throw pillows or some, you know, lovely candles. You know what? And I wouldn't really probably spend this $50 on candles normally, but I have this card and I like that candle. You know, the gift card, random gift cards can. They can go, they can be
They can be,
successful.
but I
Yeah.
also think you need to pay attention to the person that you're giving the gift card to. Don't
Well,
just give them
when
any.
they're random, to me, you're not paying attention. It's the whole concept of random. You know, you're just given something to be given it, you know? So,
Okay, so
yeah.
that was it, my. You like this? This is
Oh,
much better. Thank
much more
you. I
exciting.
did a good
Yay.
job. You
You did
did
a
it for
wonderful
once.
job. Did a wonderful job doing it.
Man, tell everybody three things that made you smile.
Oh, the sun, the stars, moon. Oh, let me see. What else?
Oh, you have something else? Something else?
Well, those are my things that always make me happy, always make me smile.
Okay.
And just the anticipation of going to this hockey game, my first hockey
Oh,
game
okay.
today. Yeah,
Good.
that one is not as miraculous and beautiful as the first three, but that's the
But you
number
don't know
four.
that.
Yeah.
You didn't go yet. You don't know.
I kind of know it. Match up with that, but with the sun, the stars, and the moon, I don't think so. But anyhow, I'm looking forward to it. Tell me what you got.
The Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting, I always love that. We watched
Me
that.
too.
It's
That
really
was fun.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Keisha Knight Pullum and Brad James, her husband. They are pregnant with their first child, and I think
Oh,
her and her
congratulations.
second. So
Oh,
congratulations.
congratulations.
And number three, I know this is kind of silly. Bath and Body Works has its annual Candle Day sale, guys. So you can get some really good candles from Bath and Body Works that smell really good for like $10. I don't know how long it
Okay.
lasts, but I
All
know it
right.
lasts longer than a day.
All right. Wonderful.
So, Ma, is there anything that you want to say to everyone before we go?
Yes, I want
Oh,
everyone
wow.
to enjoy, whether you are a soccer fan or not, I want everyone to enjoy
World Cup.
the World Cup events. It is so exciting, and it only happens every 4 years, and it's just wonderful. And you have representation from practically every country. Well, a few are gone now, but it's still very interesting and you will enjoy it. And even if you're not a soccer fan, you'll catch on quickly.
And I think it's really cool if people don't realize about these things too, is that a lot of these countries where, the economy isn't that great, this can help boost their economy. It can do
Absolutely.
so much for
Absolutely.
nations that need it the
Yeah,
most.
absolutely.
So,
And it's a lot of fun
oh, for
and it's
sure.
very exciting to watch.
Yeah,
So
and
I'm
it's
gonna
patriotic
That
too.
you better bet. And so we have a big match coming up tomorrow, the USA, if you're from the United
Well,
States.
the match will be over by the time this is released.
Oh,
But
okay. Well, in any
let's say go
case,
USA
go USA.
versus the
Absolutely.
Netherlands. So,
Absolutely. But you know what? You know, maybe you won't see that particular match, but you will see others. So watch it.
okay. All
Okay.
right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also all things Peju. Like I said, guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour, all things Peju. We really appreciate you guys. We appreciate your comments. Email us at info@bambushihappyhour.com or DM us. We appreciate it. Guys, be safe, enjoy the holiday season, and we will be back soon.
Bye.
Bye.